All right, I want to go to the audio sound bites. Last night on the Rusty Humphrey Show, which airs 9 to midnight Eastern Time, he had as his guest the vice chair of VoteVet.org, which is a group running these ads and getting this phony soldier smear ginned up. And I've got two bites here. Humphrey, the guy's name is Brandon Friedman. And Rusty Humphrey says, why? Why are you doing this honestly? What is your reasoning behind this?
The problem I have with Rush Limbaugh is that he enables policymakers who have gotten our country into a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. I mean, we've got some serious problems with Islamic extremism globally, and we can't address those problems correctly.
Why?
Because we're bogged down in another country's religious civil war.
Okay, so it's not what Rush said. It's who Rush supports. And because he helped get them elected, he needs to be taken down? Is that...
No, it's a pattern of what he does. I mean, this guy has a voice, and he affects people.
Right.
There you have it. I mean, the guy, ladies and gentlemen, a leading spokesman for VoteVets.org, admitting publicly that the reason the liberal hit squad's attacking me is because they don't agree with my position on the war and that I'm influential. Now, let me ask you a question. Is that what we should be doing in America? I mean, knowingly smearing somebody because you disagree with his policy views, lying about what he said, trying to destroy his character, because that's what this gentleman has just admitted doing. Anyone who practices these kinds of tactics ought to be ashamed of themselves, whether they're civilians or used to wear the uniform or still wear the uniform. Lying about somebody's statements to advance your own policy objectives is not honorable, and it won't work because there's no substance behind it. Let me suggest that the vast majority of men and women in uniform today, as well as those who have served before, do not want us to lose. They don't want this mission to fail, and they don't sign on to the anti-war movement led by the likes of Harry Reid. Let me further suggest this. VoteVets.org doesn't represent the vast majority of veterans out there. I think the American Legion and the veterans of foreign wars, with literally millions and millions of members, are far more representative of the vets in this country than VoteVets.org, and yet they are portrayed, much as other fringed liberal groups, as huge and powerful and influential, and they're not. And this audio clip indicates that they are feeling powerless to stop people like me and my influence, and so I have to be taken out with a smear. Now, one thing I want to also point out, you know, when Harry Reid went to the floor of the Senate this past Monday to denounce me, he didn't cite to this group, did he? He didn't mention VoteVets.org. They never hold press conferences with him. I mean, I never see Dingy Harry with members of VoteVets.org standing with him on the podium. Why is that? Could it be because they don't share the policy positions of Reid and his ilk? They want our combat forces to have the equipment, additional support they need to win the war, and this group doesn't really even like Reid, too. Maybe it is that Reid's embarrassed to be with these guys. You don't think that's what it is? It's, meets with them secretly. Well, that's probably right. That's probably right. The reason Dingy Harry and the rest of the Democrats do not show publicly with members of VoteVets.org is because they don't know, they don't want you to know, the intricate degree of coordination between these anti-war groups and elected Democrats in the House and the Senate. And that's why they never cite them. That's why Dingy Harry didn't cite them. He made it his own words. He said, as Limbaugh said this, he had no idea what I said. He didn't care what I said. The VoteVet.org and the Media Matters types fed him the data. It worked. This is and was a coordinated smear, and they don't want the coordination noticed. Orchestrated from day one here, folks, as I have explained repeatedly, and not thanks to VoteVets.org and one of its spokesmen, this fact has been underscored. You know, the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, these are organizations with literally millions and millions of members. And I side with them. I side with the American Legion. I don't share the views of VoteVets.org, which works closely with Harry Reid and a number of other elected Democrats. And because I share the same position as most of our soldiers and in this Fox poll, because I share the position of most of the American people who do not want us to lose, I support the troops in this war, as anybody with a brain knows. And I'm attacked over my support for the troops in the war by claims I oppose the troops.